Let us pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
今天禅师会回答禅师所提出来的问题。第一个问题是，据说每秒钟有上万亿的心升起，速度这么快，是否有可能可以看到一个心所有的生住灭三个阶段？ Today the Sadhu answer some question asked by Yogi. The first question is, it is said that billions of mind arise in every second with such a high speed. Is it possible to see one mind arises, stay and passes away, all the three stages?
There are five types of padani yanga dhamma. Padani yanga dhamma means one paradisi samatha and vipassana. A meditator must have such type of five factors and dhamma factors. Among these five, number one is you should have enough saddha, faith in the Buddha's body jnana. What is body jnana?
Chan Shi said, 有五种军情。精勤知，就是精进的因素，五种精勤知。在禅修者修行止禅以及观禅的时候，禅修者必须要具备这五种军情精勤知。在这五种精勤知里面呢，第一种是必须对佛陀的菩提智有足够的信心。什么是菩提智呢？
What is Bodhinyana? In Bodhi Raja Kumara Soda, Buddha explains, Idibi so Bhagava Arahan Sammasambuddho Vijajarana Sambano Sugado Loga Vidu Anodoro Purisa Dhamma Sarati.Saddha Deva Manosana Bodho Bhagavadi. These nine qualities are called Bodhinyana. Among these nine qualities, number two quality is Sammasambuddha. Number eight quality is Buddha. What is Sammasambuddha?Buddha, without any teacher, by himself, penetrates four noble truths. Without any teacher, such type of quality is called Sammasambuddha.
什么是菩提智？在《菩提王子经》里面，佛陀讲到说，世尊是阿罗汉，圆满自觉者，明行足，善事世间解，无上调御丈夫，天人师佛陀，世尊。这是佛陀的九种功德。在这九种功德就是菩提智。在这九种功德当中呢，第一种功德是 圆满自觉者。第八种功德是佛陀。什么是圆满自觉者？佛陀他在没有导师的情况之下呢，他自己修行证得了四圣谛，这种素质呢就是证得圆满自觉者。
Another quality is number eight quality is Buddha. What is the meaning of Buddha? Buddha, he himself penetrates four noble truths. After penetrating four noble truths, he teaches these four noble truths to let his disciples also know these four noble truths.This is the quality of Buddha.
佛陀的另一种功德就是第八项功德，就是他是佛陀。佛陀的意思是什么？佛陀他自己彻悟了四圣谛，在彻悟了四圣谛过后呢，他教导弟子们四圣谛，以便弟子们也能够了知四圣谛。这就是佛陀的功德。
These two qualities, Sammasambuddha and Buddha, are also called Buddha's Bodhijnana. I want to ask you one question. Have you enough confidence or enough faith in this Buddha's two qualities?Have you? If you give me yes, later you should not tell. It is impossible.
这两种功德，也就是说圆满自觉者和佛陀，这两种功德呢，也称为佛陀菩提智。在这里，禅师要问大家一个问题，说。我们是否对佛陀这两种功德有足够的信心呢？然后很多人都回答说是有的。那禅师说，如果大家真的是有信心的话，那么过后我们不应该质疑这是不可能的。
What are four noble truths? Number one, noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sicca.Number two, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sicca. Number three, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Nirodha Sicca. And the number four, the noble truth of the path, or the noble truth of the practice, leading to the cessation of suffering,Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada Ariya Sicca or Magga Sicca. Altogether, there are four noble truths.
什么是四圣谛？在四圣谛当中，第一个圣谛是苦谛，苦圣谛；第二个是苦集圣谛，苦集也就是苦的因；第三个是苦灭圣谛。第四个是导向苦灭的道圣谛，简称为道谛，所以一共呢有四个圣谛。
What is the noble truth of suffering? Dukkha Sicca. In Dhamma Jaga Bodhana Sutta, the Dhamma Wheel Setting in Motion Sutta. Number one, First Sammon Sutta. Number one Sutta.Buddha explains Sankhitina Vinchupadane Khanda Dukkha. In brief, five clinging aggregates are Dukkha Sicca. In this way, Buddha already had explained. What are five clinging aggregates? Number one, the clinging aggregate of materiality. Number two,The clinging aggregate of feeling. Number three, the clinging aggregate of perception. Number four, the clinging aggregate of formations. Number five, the clinging aggregate of consciousness. Altogether, there are five clinging aggregates. These five clinging aggregates are called the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta. Among these five clinging aggregates, the clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness. These four clinging aggregates are mentality. Number one, the clinging aggregate of mentality, or rather mentality. What? Pin Pindu Pama Sutta commentary. Mentality arise within one finger snap. Kodi Sada Sahasa Senka Obejidawa Niro Jadi. What is the meaning? Within one finger snap, millions and millions of mind moments arise and perish away. In this way, Pena Pindu Pama Sutta of Sanyutta Nikaya commentary explains.
什么是苦生地？在《转法轮经》里，也就是第一部经里，佛陀所开示的第一部经里呢，佛陀解释，简而言之，无取蕴就是苦。佛陀呢，是这样的解释，解释这个无取蕴就是苦。那么什么是无取蕴呢？无取蕴就是色取蕴、受取蕴、想起运、行起运和事起运，所以一共有五种起运。这五起运就称为苦圣地。在这五起运当中呢，受想行识色这四个起运呢是明法，色起运则是色法，所以这两个五起运其实总共呢，他们只是明色法而已。根据相应部的泡沫经的注释解释，在一弹指之间呢，所升起的心有算万亿个，所以在这相应部的这部经的注释里面呢是这样的解释。
Their speed is very high, very very quickly they rise and pass away. It is true, however,these mentalities are also the noble truth of suffering. Buddha, he himself penetrates this noble truth of suffering, as well as he teach his disciples. He teach this noble truth of suffering to let his disciples also knowThis noble truth of suffering. Have you enough confidence in this quality?
他们的速度的确是非常非常的快，这是真实的。但是，这些明法呢，它也是，就是苦地。佛陀他自己彻悟了苦地。然后呢，佛陀也把也教他们的弟教他的弟子苦地，以便弟子们能够了知苦地。所以禅师在这里问大家，是否有对这个数值这个功德有足够的信心
？Actually, commented us never calculate this.The meaning is these mentalities rise very, very quickly with a tremendous speed. In this way, they are explaining only. They never calculate how many mind moments within one finger snap. But if you want to realize these mentalities by your own direct knowledge, how you should try? In Upparipanasa, there is one sutta, Anubhada Sutta. That Anubhada Sutta is the included in the Upparipanasa Majjhima Nikaya. In that Anubhada Sutta, Buddha explains the experience of Venerable Sariputta. What is the reason? Venerable Sariputta was the expert in wisdom faculty. His wisdom faculty is very great and powerful. But the power of wisdom faculty is not easy to understand by other people. So the Buddha, always he was waiting to teach this Anubhada Sutta to explain the Venerable Sariputta's very high powerful wisdom, the power of his wisdom faculty. One day, he saw a group of listeners, bhikkhus, who had enough confidence in the Venerable Sariputta's wisdom faculty. In that assembly, Buddha teaches this Anubhada Sutta.
事实上，论师们并没有去计算那明法生灭的速度。他们这么说呢，的意思是说，明法以非常非常快的速度生灭。啊，他们是这样的解释。他们事实上，他们并没有去计算，啊，在一弹指之间，到底是有多少个心在生灭。但是如果你想要以观智如实的了知明法的话，你应该怎样修行呢？在中部的后五十经篇的其中一部经里面，那部经名叫《分别经》（Anubhada Sutta）。在这部经里面呢，啊，佛陀有解释啊，舍利弗尊者的禅修体验。为什么禅啊佛陀会要解释呢？那是什么原因呢？舍利弗尊者是慧根，精通慧根的，慧根很强的人啊，他是是智慧第一的。舍利弗尊者的那个慧根非常的强，所以其他人呢并不容易了解佛啊舍利弗尊者的慧根到底有多强，有多强。所以佛陀一直都在等待机会，以便教导大家这个分别经啊。让大家知道舍利弗尊者的禅修体验，让大家知道舍利弗尊者的慧根到底有多么的深奥，多么的强。然后有一天啊，佛陀看到有一群对舍利弗尊者有信心的比丘啊，他们来听啊听法。就在这个聚会里面啊，佛陀向他们讲了这部经。
Our Buddha visit to the Rajagaha, depending on the invitation of King Bimisara. When our Bodhisattva renounced the world, first, one day, he went into Rajagaha for arms round. At that time, King Bimisara saw our Bodhisattva, and then he invited our Bodhisattva after enlightenment. Please visit to my country, Rajagaha. Because of this invitation, after first was in Uruwe, in Isipatana, Buddha visit to the Uruvela forest again. In that Uruvela forest, Buddha teach Adita Sutta to the Uruvela Kasapa, Kaya Kasapa, Nadi Kasapa, and their disciples. All together, there are 1,000 disciples. After teaching the Adita Sutta, all 1,000 disciples became arahats. Taking this 1,000 arhats, Buddha visit to the Rajagaha from Gaya up to the Rajagaha. Before Buddha was visiting to the Rajagaha, one day, Pinarive Asaji, the youngest bhikkhu among five group, Panchavaki bhikkhus, visit to Rajagaha. And he went arms round in the Rajagaha. At that day, Pinarive Sariputta to be Uba Teksa Paribhajaka saw Pinarive Asaji. He had a lot competence in the Pinarive Asaji. Because of this reason, he followed Abda Pinarive Asaji. After going arms round Pinarive Asaji, went out from Rajagaha. And in a suitable place, he take his meal. At that time, Upadesa Paribhajaka supped to the Pinarive Asaji. After meal, Upadesa Paribhajaka asked one question to the Pinarive Asaji. At that time, Pinarive Asaji gave very short Dhamma talk. Ye dhamma he dupa bhava te san he dung tathagato aha te san cha yo nirodo yo vadi mahasamano. Only one stanza. Before the end of this stanza, Pinarive Sariputta to be upadesa paribhajaka began sotapanna. Is it good? Very good. Oh.
在第一个语安居过后，佛陀去拜访王舍城，那是因为之前他受到毗毗沙罗王的邀请。当我们的菩萨，出了家过后呢，也是他去到王舍城托钵。那时候毗毗沙罗王看到菩萨，他就对菩萨充满信心，就邀请菩萨呢在开悟过后来拜访王舍城。所以因为这个毗毗沙罗王的邀请。在第一个我在第一个语安基，就是佛陀在地在那个现人追处鹿野苑那边过了第一个语安基过后佛陀就去那个乌鲁维拉森林。在乌鲁维拉森林，佛陀度化了三个迦叶兄弟以及他们的1000个弟子然后佛陀在教他们燃烧经过后呢这三个迦叶兄弟和他们1000个弟子呢都成为了阿罗汉。然后过后佛陀就带着他们，就带着这1000多个呢的阿罗汉呢来拜访王舍城。在佛陀还没有拜访王舍城的时候有一天那个阿萨基尊者，就是五比丘里面最年轻的那个比丘阿萨基尊者他来到这个王舍城然后他在王舍城托钵的时候呢就被将后来成为舍利佛尊者的乌巴迪萨看到了乌巴迪萨看到的这个阿萨基尊者的时候呢，他对阿萨基尊者充满了信心，所以他就跟随着阿萨基尊者。然后阿萨基尊者托钵完后呢，他就从这个王舍城出去了王舍城外面，然后来到一个适合的地方就坐下来吃。然后在那时候呢，乌巴迪萨就是后来的舍利佛尊者为这个阿萨基尊者做服务。在用完餐过后，乌巴迪萨就问阿萨基尊者一个问题，然后阿萨基尊者呢就给了一个很短的开示，那是一个就是一首偈给了一个很短的开示。一般上呢都是我以前人家是这样翻译，就是说诸法因缘生，诸法因缘灭，我佛大沙门常作如是说是这样，一般上是这样翻译。然后在佛阿萨基尊者就只是给了这么一个很短的开示，就是讲了这首偈而已。在这个偈还没有讲完之前呢， 乌巴迪萨就证得了须陀洹道果啊，成了出果圣者啊。禅师问这样是不是很好呢？啊，禅师说这是很好的。
Abhidhamme sodabana penariva saribodha tubi upadesa brihbhajaka went back to his teacher Sanjaya and there he teach this saint stanza to the penariva mahamoglana tubi kalita brihbhajaka. After listening this dhamma talk, kalita brihbhajaka also began sodabana.On that day, the Buddha was already dwelling in the Veluvana monastery. King Bimisara, Abda Bhikkhamayi Sotapanna, after listening to the Buddha's Dhamma talk. Next day, he invited to the Buddha and Sangha to his palace, and he offered this Veluvana garden to the Buddha and Sangha. At that day, the Buddha and 1,000 arahats already were dwelling in that Veluvana monastery. In the evening, Penariva Sariputta Tubi, Upadesa Brihbhajaka, and Penariva Moglana Tubi, Kalita Brihbhajaka, together with their 250 disciples, went to the Veluvana monastery.They take permission from the Buddha to ordain as a bhikkhu. At that time, Buddha says, Ehi bhikkhu, please come. Only this is ordination. Ehi bhikkhu, please come. Sokhado dhammo, I proclaim dhamma well. Chara bhyama, chariyan sama dukhasa anda kriyaya. Please practice this brahma chariya to attain the end of suffering. Buddha says only this word. They already begin.Bhikkhus, together with eight prakara, eight requisites. It is not necessary to shake. Already finished. It is not necessary to wear robe. Already finished, already wear. After the Buddha teach one type of dhamma, Buddha taught one type of dhamma talk. Then there are 250 disciples became arahats, but.Penariva Sariputta as well as Penariva Mahamoglana cannot become arahat. So, Penariva Mahamoglana take permission from the Buddha and went to a forest village, Kala Wala Buddha village. Depending on that village as a arms round village for Pindapada.He stayed in the forest and he practiced diligently samatha and vipassana. On the seventh day, after listening to Dhamma from the Buddha, he became arahat. But Penariva Sariputta must practice about 2 weeks diligently samatha and vipassana. While practicing vipassana, he practiced vipassana 2 ways. One way is anubhada dhamma vipassana.Another way is Kalapa Samasana Vipassana. What is Anubhada Dhamma Vipassana? When practicing Jhana Dhammas, when contemplating Jhana Dhammas as Anicca Dukkha Anatta, he contemplates each Jhana mental formation one by one as Anicca Dukkha Anatta. For example, in first Jhana,One mind moment, there are usually 34 mental formations. What are 34? Do you want to know? Do you want? Please practice practically. We are teaching here for practical knowledge, such as consciousness, contact, phasa, feeling, vedana, perception, sanya, volition, chetana,One-pointedness, ekagata, life faculty, jivita, attention, manasikara, obligation, vidyaka, sustainment, vichara, decision, dhimokha, effort, viriya, joy, piti, desire, chanda, altogether 40. Then another there are 90 beautiful mental formations such as Saddha, confidence or faith, Sati, mindfulness, Hiri, conscience, Odaba, shame, etc. All together there are 34 mental formations. Last one is wisdom faculty. In Fajjana there are 34 mental formations. Usually they arise as a jhana, cognitive process, jhana, academic process. If he want to contemplate these jhana dhammas, how he should try? This is very important rule. Uddha Ramana Parigidadaya. In this way, Anubhara Sutta commentary explains what is the meaning. Number one, Uddhu base or Do Dwara. He descend number one, base or Do. Number two, the object. The object in the Do or base, he descend first two together. After that only he contemplate jhana dhammas. He descend jhana dhammas. For example, now you are practicing anapana. Maybe here some meditators, they had already added anapana first jhana. When they are practicing anapana, when their concentration becomes deeper and deeper, their breath becomes nimitta. When their concentration deep enough for the full absorption, at that time nimitta becomes transparent and bright. That transparent and bright nimitta is called Padibhaga Nimitta Counterpart Sign. Taking this counterpart sign, Padibhaga Nimitta, as object, if they concentrate on that nimitta, when their concentration becomes deeper and deeper, full absorption arises. That full absorption is called jhana dhamma. At the full absorption stage, there are 34 mental formations. These 34 mental formations arise depending on meditator's heart pace. But in this case, if they want, Venerable Sariputta, if he want to contemplate anapana phajjana dhammas, he want to re-establish phajjana adhimic. Imagine from phajjana adhimic, as soon as he emerge, he descend, he are bhuenga maindo. Number two, he are anapana padibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign. This anapana padibhaga nimitta is called object. Here, bhuenga maindo is dwara do. This object in do, he descend two together. After descending two together, at that time, his anapana counterpart sign nimitta will appear in his bhuenga maindo. At that time, if he descend phajjana dhammas, he can see these 34 mental formations. But in this case, Venerable Sariputta, he contemplate phajjana dhammas one by one.
在成为须陀洹圣者过后呢，后来成为舍利弗尊者的乌巴帝萨，他去教他的之前的师父，就是三迦叶。 然后在还没有教他之前呢，他先去找了这个后来会成为目吉连尊者的格里达，他也就教他那个偈子。在听了这后这个乌巴帝萨教他这个偈念给他听这个偈子过后呢，格里达呢也成了须陀洹圣者。然后在那天呢，佛陀是住在竹林精舍维卢丸那，当这个明毗沙拉王。
平毗沙拉王在听了佛陀的开示后，成为了须陀洹圣者。然后他就邀请佛陀在隔天来到他的皇宫那边接受供养。然后在供养那天，供养佛陀跟僧团的时候呢，他也供养了竹林精舍给佛陀跟僧团。在那个时候，佛陀和一千个阿罗汉已经住在竹林精舍那边。 然后在傍晚的时候，后来会成为舍利弗尊者和目吉连尊者的乌巴帝萨跟格里达呢，就带了250个随从来到这个维卢丸那竹林精舍。然后他们呢来见到佛陀的时候呢，他们就请求佛陀接受他们成为比丘。
好，那时候佛陀只是这么讲说啊，来吧比丘，阿黑比故啊，他们就变成了比丘啊。佛陀只是这样讲说阿黑比故啊，然后说啊，刷嘎托达摩，就说法已善说了啊，然后要修行梵行，以便灭除一切的苦啊。佛陀就是这么讲而已。是在这样讲话的时候，这样讲的时候呢，他们呢啊，后来成为舍利弗尊者跟目犍连尊者的目犍连尊者和他的250个随从呢，都啊样子都变成了比丘，而且具备了八个啊八种的必需品啊，所以他们并不需要剃头，因为佛陀这样讲的时候呢，他们的头也已经变成啊剃好了，然后他们也不需要去穿袈裟。为什么呢？因为佛陀这样叫他们来把比丘的时候呢，他们已经穿上了袈裟啊，所以全部呢已经具备好了啊，不需要再去寻找。过后佛陀向他们开示了一个啊一部经啊，给了他们一个开示。在那时候呢，听了开示过后呢，250个随从呢啊，那时候他们已经是比丘了，然后他们都听了那开示过后呢，都啊成为了阿罗汉。但是舍利弗尊者跟目犍连尊者呢并没有成为阿罗汉。所以在听完那部经过后呢，目犍连尊者就请求佛陀给他允许，让他去到一个叫做什么嘎拉瓦拉的村子那边啊，去那边，然后在那边附近的一个森林住在那边，然后他以住在那个森林里面修行，然后他就去那个村子托钵啊，依靠他们的钵石，他就住在森林那边修行。然后他修行止禅观禅，他修了7天过后呢啊，当佛陀给了他一个开示啊，7天过后佛陀给他一个开示，然后他就成为了阿罗汉。舍利弗尊者则修行止禅与观禅修了2个星期。当舍利弗尊者修行观禅的时候呢，他用2种方式来修行。第一个方式是分别思维的观禅，第二个是具思维的观禅啊。什么是分别思维的观禅？在修持分别思维的观禅，就是在观照禅那法啊，比如讲是在观照禅那法为无常苦无我的时候，他观照每一个禅那法为无常苦无我啊。举个例子来说，在初禅里面呢，有34个名法，那是什么34个名法呢？禅师问大家是否想要知道？如果想要知道的话，那么应该在实修上来体证它。所以禅师说，他的教法是要大家能够在实修上体证的。在这34个名法里面呢，第一个是四，然后接下来有33个心所，一个心33个心所。那些心所举例讲，就是有触、受、想、思、一境性、命根、作意，然后寻视、圣解、清净、喜、欲啊。这13个加上这个四呢，就已经14个了。然后再加19个美心所啊，这些通一切美心的心所，通一切美心的心所，那就是比如讲说有这个信心，然后念、惭愧等等。所以呢，再加上最后一个，最后一个是慧根心所，所以总共有34个名法。这在初禅里面有34个名法，但是这个名法它升起，它一般上是以禅那的心路过程的方式来升起。所以当舍利弗尊者在观照禅那名法的时候呢，他怎么观呢？在这样观的时候呢，有一个非常重要的规则，那就是必须要同时观2个东西。一个呢是依处，就是这个心所依处， 然后也就是那个门，那个门，我们要关一门的话，就在那边关。然后第二个是目标，也就是所缘。所以在关了那个所缘跟依处过后呢，才观禅那明法。举个例子来说，如果你们是修行安波念的话，在这里有些禅修者已经证得了安波念的禅那，安波念的初禅。那当你在修行安波念禅那的时候，你要修安波念的时候当你的定力越来越深的时候就会产生明亮的那个禅相，你就会变得越来越明亮。当这个禅相明亮当我们的定力强到足够我们证得禅那的时候呢，这个禅相它的明亮度就会明亮到变得透明这种透明的禅相呢就称为四相。然后禅修者专注在这个四相专注得很好的时候，他的定力会变得越来越深，深到呢他会进入安止定。安止定也就是禅那法。在安止定里有34种明法，这34种明法是依靠心所依处而升起的依靠禅修者的心所依处而升起。所以在观照初禅的明法的时候，关键点呢，舍利弗尊者比讲说他观照禅安波念初禅的明法，他要观照安波念初禅的明法的话，那么他就必须重新进入再次进入禅这个安波念初禅，然后从安波念初禅初定过后呢，他就观照有分也就是那个一门，然后再观那个这个安波四相，安波四相呢也就是目标，在观的那个目标也就是所缘呢，在观的所缘跟门也是那个有分心过后呢他这样观过后呢那个安波四相呢就会在那个有分那边出现，然后这个四相在这个安波四相在有分那边出现的时候呢，他就能够观到禅那明法观到禅初禅里面呢的34个明法。然后在这个时候呢，舍利弗尊者是逐一的分别的观照禅那的明法。
In this case, I want to explain a little bit more about Bhūṅga Maindo. What is Bhūṅga Maindo? In Anguttara Nikaya, there is one chapter called Icchara Saṅkhāta chapter. In that chapter, Buddha says, Bhava Sara Middham Bhikkhave Caitta. What is the meaning? Because this Bhūṅga Caitta is luminous and bright. In this case, commentary discuss about the luminous bright. Bhūṅga is one type of caitta. Whether caitta has color or not, what do you think? Have you are caitta any color? Color is not mentality. Color is materiality. Rupa Ramana.But in this case, Buddha says, Pabhasra Middham Bhikkhave Caitta. What is the reason? Maybe I want to explain with one example. Do you see me? Do you see? By what do you see? Huh? By eye. Is it true? By your eye, you see me. Is it true? Not true. This is metaphorically says. Actually, there is eye consciousness which arises depending on your eye. That eye consciousness, when my color, here I have a lot of colors, this color impinge in your eye though, at that time, eye consciousness arises depending on your eye base, eye transparency. That eye consciousness sees me only.But actually, that eye consciousness sees not me, only sees color. You may know this is pausyara, this is later mind-cognitive process understand this is pausyara. But this understanding also not right understanding, this is also wrong understanding, oja.
在这里禅师要解释、有分一门。什么是有分一门？在真知部的、其中一个品里面、佛陀、有讲到、说、诸比丘、有分心是很明亮的。在注释里面呢有讨论到、这个明亮、这个有分心的这个明亮。有分心是一种心事。心事是否有颜色的呢？禅师问大家认为怎么样？认为怎么样？心事是否有颜色？禅师说，颜色并不是明法，颜色是色法。所以在这里呢，我们讲说心事很明亮，这个是一个，这样讲的时候呢，禅师说要以。讲这句话呢，禅师要用一个例子来，来解释，说，比如讲说，你们是否看到我们大家是否看到帕瓦禅师，我们都看到，那么以什么看到禅师呢？很多人都讲说我们用眼睛看到禅师，然后禅师说这是不对的，我们并这样，我们讲说用眼睛看到呢，只是一种，好像隐喻这样的方式来讲说是用眼睛看到，其实我们真正看到的呢是用眼视来看到用眼视来看到禅师，这个当这个颜色它碰击碰击撞击到这个眼门的时候眼门也就是这个眼镜色的时候呢，眼视就会依靠这个眼处也就是眼镜色而升起，但是事实上呢这个眼视也没有看到帕瓦禅师，眼视呢只是看到那个颜色而已，但是我们过后呢就会想说这个是帕瓦禅师，但是禅师说这样呢其实也是不对的，为什么呢？这我们认为说有个帕瓦禅师这也是无明来的。
Media Purigali, usually we use the term I see by my eye. In this way, we use. In the same way, in this case also, Buddha Media Purigali, or as a Midava, Buddha says, Pabhasra Midha Bhikkhu Chaita. Because this Bhunga Chaita is luminous and bright.What is the reason? Every mind moment which arises depending on your heart base can produce mind bone kalapas, chidija rupa. Every consciousness or every mind moment which arises depending on your heart base always produce mind bone kalapas throughout the life. Among those kalapas, in each kalapa,There is one element, wire element. That one element can carry the whole body to from one place to another place. For example, if you want to go, then you can go from one place to another place. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to lie down,you can lie down. Why? That mind bone, among those mind bone kalapas, there is wire element, wet element. That wet element, according to your own desire, that wet element can carry all materialities which are situated in your body. In the same way,Every consciousness which arises depending on your heart base produces mind bone kalapas. In the same way, among those mind moments, there are also buenga mind moments. That buenga mind moment, every buenga mind moment also can produce mind bone kalapas. If you analyze those kalapas, in each kalapa there are 8 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Among those 8 types, there is one special rupa materiality is color. That color is luminous, bright. Why? In one of previous slides, you had already accumulated wholesome karma. That wholesome karma produced 5 aggregates in this very light, in your body. Among those 5 aggregates, Buenga mind state also include. Because of this karma, if there is no cognitive process, citta vritti, not to stop mental series, this Buenga mind state always arise between 2 cognitive processes. Every Buenga mind state can produce a lot mind bone kalapas. One kalapas color and another kalapas color combine together and arise simultaneously. Combination of those kalapas color begin luminous like mirror. This is one reason. Another reason is in those kalapas, in each kalapa, there is fire element. That fire element is called tejo, dhatu, or udu. That udu temperature, they translate. That udu temperature also can produce temperature bone kalapas. If you analyze those kalapas in each kalapa, they are also in the same way 8 types of materiality. Among those 8 types, there is also color. That color also luminous. Why? Depending on the power of your buenga mind moment. Your buenga mind moment usually associated with wisdom faculty. When this wisdom faculty is very powerful, the color is become luminous and bright. Mind bone kalapas color as well as temperature bone kalapas color both combine together and they arise simultaneously around your heart base, especially inside your heart. The 2 types of materiality color begin transparent and luminous like mirror. In that mirror, if you discern jhana dhammas, jhana mind moments, first you must discern this luminous buenga mind. Secondly, you must discern anabana padibhaga nimitta kaundapa sai. When anabana padibhaga nimitta kaundapa sai appear in your buenga mind, you can discern 5 jhana bhadas as well as 34 jhana dhammas which are associated with your 5 jhana bhadas.
以隐喻的方式呢，一般上我们说我们用眼睛看到我们是这么的说用眼睛看到。同样的在这件事情里面呢，佛陀也是用隐喻的方式来说，说诸比丘有分心是很明亮的。佛陀这样说是什么原因呢？在每一个心每一个一门那边升起的心事刹那呢，都是依靠这个心所一处色而升起的。 然后他们升起过后，这个每一个一门升起，这一门升起的心呢，都能够产生啊，那个心生色法，嗯、啊，然后在我们一辈子里面呢，啊，终身里一辈子里面呢，每一个依靠心所一出世而升起的一门的心呢，都能够产生心生色法。这些心生色法也是以这个色即的方式升起，所以我们叫做心生的色即，心生色即。在这些色即里面呢，有其中一个色法是那个风大。这个风大呢，能够带着我们的身体啊，从一个地方去到另外一个地方。比如讲说，如果你想要去什么地方啊，那么你就能够去那个地方啊，你可以从一个地方去到另外一个地方。如果你想要站着的话啊，你也可以站着；如果你想要坐下来的话，你也可以坐下来；如果你想要躺下来的话，你也可以躺下来。为什么呢？因为每一个心生的色即里面都有风啊，这个风大。那根据我们的意愿呢，这个风大就会啊，把我们整个身体里面的色法都带啊，带从一个地方带到另外一个地方。所以在每一个心，就好像每一个心啊，每一个依靠心所一出世而升起的一门的心呢，都能够产生心生色法，叫心生色即。那有分心呢，也是一个依靠心所一出而升起的一门的心，所以它也能够产生啊心生色即。如果我们去分析这些心这个有分心所产生的心生色即里面的色法的话，我们就会看到八种的究竟色法，那就是地水火风色香味食宿。在这八种色究竟色法里面呢，其中一个就是以缘色啊，色香味食宿，色就是缘色。这个色呢是很明亮的，为什么呢？因为在我们的其中一个过去世，我们累积了善业，然后这个善业成熟了，就产生了我们这一世的五蕴。在这五蕴里面呢有分心也是属于这五蕴的其中的一部分。然后在心路过程之间呢，这些有分心都会一致的升起。然后在一个心事刹那里面呢，那个心能够产生许多的心生色即。这些心生色即呢，都都是同一个时候升起来，都出同一个时候生灭。然后他们这些同时升起的这个色即里面的颜色，他们集在一起呢，就变得了很明亮，很明亮的好像这个好像一面镜子那么样。而且在每一个色即里面呢，还有一个色法就是火大 Dejo， 或者叫做时节无度这个火大呢它也能够产生另外一种的色法，另外一种色即，那就是时节生色即。如果我们分析这些时节生色即的话，我们就会看到它每一个时节生色即里面都有八种色法一样有八种色法，就是地水火风色香味食宿。在这里面的八种色法里面呢，那个颜色是很明亮的。为什么呢？那是根据我们的有分心的力量的缘故。一般上呢，我们的有分心都跟一个慧根相应。如果我们的慧根很强的话，那个颜色就会越强的话，它就越明亮。 所以这些心生色计和识觉生色计，他们集在一起升起呢，那么里面的他们当中的色，那个颜色呢，啊，他们集合在一起升起，啊，同时升起的话呢，啊，他就会，他们在这个心所一处色那一带，啊，那一带呢升起，啊，尤其是在心脏里面，嗯，然后这两种颜色，啊，心生色的颜色跟识觉生色的颜色呢，它们集合在一起呢，就变得很明亮，明亮的好像一面镜子那么样。所以，如果在我们观这个初禅的禅那法的时候呢，我们首先必须要观这个意门，也就是那个有分心，然后再观接下来观这个安般四相。当这个安般四相出现在这个意门这个有分心的时候呢我们就能够观出禅那这个禅那明法，初禅的禅那明法有34种明法，一个心和33个心所。
Your mind has a lot of power. Your mind do very important one discerning mental formations. For example, you may remember your son. If you remember your son, remembering consciousness arises depending on your heart pace. But here I want to explain, please practically practice. If you remember your son object appear in your Bhanga mind or mirror. If you remember your husband, that husband object appear in your Bhanga mind or very strange. So while meditating, please do not remember your husband. Very dangerous.
禅师说，我们的心有很多的力量。我们的在要观明法的时候呢，我们有一个很重要的，就是要能够观到这个意门。比如讲说，如果我们想到我们的儿子，那个时候想到儿子那个心事呢，就会依靠心所一处色而生起。当我们想到的是儿子的话，那么儿子的相呢，就会出现在那个意门，就会出现在那个有分心那边。如果我们想到的是丈夫的话，那么丈夫的相呢，就会出现在意门那边。所以禅师说呢，作为禅修者对我们呢不好想到我们的丈夫。
So if you want to discern jhana dhammas, first, please re-establish your jhana concentration. For example, taking anabana padibhaga nimeda counterpart sign. Full absorption will arise. Imagine from full absorption, number one, you must discern your bhanga mind. Because of you are concentrated, because you are concentrated, mind has a lot of power. You can see this Bhanga mind like mirror inside your heart. Brilliant and bright, shining. In that mirror, you can see your Anabana Pribhaga Nimeda counterpart sign appear. At that time, you can discern jhana cognitive process as well as jhana dhammas one by one. Pinariva Sariputta, in this way, he discerns jhana dhammas. But while contemplating these jhana dhammas as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, he contemplates these jhana dhammas one by one. For example, he discerns bhanga mind and his jhana object, such as anapanasati, pribhaga, nimitta. When the Anapana Vibhaga Nibbida Abhya in his Vanga Maido he descend with Pasa, for example. Contact. He descend this contact and then he tried to see arising Upada. If he want to see arising, then he can see arising of contact Pasa. If he want to see the standing TD, TD of the contact Pasa, he can see the standing of TD of contact. If he want to see perishing Benga of contact, he can see perishing. So, there in each mind moment, there are three stages. Rising, standing, perishing. Upada, TD, Benga. Because he did some object in mind two together. Because of this reason, if he want to see rising, he can see rising. If he want to see standing, he can see standing. If he want to see perishing, he can see perishing. This is the Buddha's explanation about the Venerable Sariputta's experience. Have you enough faith in Buddha's Bodhinyana? If you have enough confidence or enough faith in Buddha's Bodhinyana, then you must accept this Buddha's teaching. But I want to encourage you, please practice practically. You can see this rising, standing, and perishing of a mental phenomena.
如果我们想要观照禅那明法的话，首先我们必须要重新建立禅那的定力初禅啊，比如讲说初禅的定力。所以我们必须要取安波念的四相为目标，然后专注在这个四相，然后直到我们进入安止定，然后从安止定出来过后呢，我们必须要观照有分异门，因为有定力的心有许多的力量，所以呢，如果我们这样做呢，我们就能够看到有分心。它就像在心脏里面的一面镜子那样，是很明亮的。那当我们观这个，当我们在观这个安波事相，然后这个安波事相出现在这个有分心，就是那面好像镜子的东西的时候呢，我们就可以观照禅那明法啊。那这个禅那明法会依照这个禅那的心路过程而升起，所以我们在禅那的心路过程里面呢，观照禅那明法，可以逐一的观禅那明法啊。舍利佛尊者就是这样逐一的观照禅那明法啊，他逐一的观照禅那明法为无常苦无我。举个例子说啊，他观照有分异门，然后再观照目标那个所缘，比如讲说是安般的四相，然后当那个安般四相出现在一个异门的时候呢，他就观照那个禅那明法比如讲说观那个触戒触这个触这个心所呢观照他这个触呢，然后如果他想要观照这个触的升起的话呢，他可以观到那个触的升起那个生时。如果他想要观照这个触的住时，他也能够观到触的住时。如果他要观照这个触的坏灭时，他也能够观到那个触的坏灭时。所以在每一个心识刹那里面呢，都有三个阶段，就是生时、住时、灭时生住灭。那因为我们同时观照目标和异门，所以我们就能够在我们想要观照那个明法的生时，我们就能够观到它生时。如果我们想要观到明法的住时，我们就能够观到明法的住时。如果我们想要观照明法的 坏灭时，我们也就能够观到明法的坏灭时。所以佛陀是这样的解释舍利弗尊者的体验。然后禅师问我们是否对佛陀的菩提智有足够的信心，如果我们是有足够的信心的话，我们必须接受佛陀的开示，说那是真的能够的。所以但是呢，禅师在这里要鼓励大家在实修上去印证这件事。他说如果我们努力的修行的话，我们也能够看到这些明法生住灭的现象。
In Vajjana Dhamma, there are 34 mental formations within one jhana mind moment. Vinayaka Sariputta can differentiate this 34 clearly. He can contemplate this 34 jhana dhammas one by one, seeing, rising, standing, perishing, each mental factor.Altogether, there are 34 mental formations. In the same way, he contemplates second jhana dhammas. In second jhana, in each mind moment, there are 32 mental formations because there is no vitaka obligation in vichara sustainment. These 32 mental formations of second jhana also he contemplates.One by one, seeing, arising, standing, perishing of each mental factor as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, alternately. In the same way, he continued to contemplate that jhana dhammas. In that jhana, there is no piti, joy. Because of this reason, there are 31 mental formations.These 31 mental formations also he contemplate one by one, seeing, arising, standing, and perishing of each mental factor. He contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta alternately. In the same way, he continued to contemplate fourth jhana dhammas.In fourth jhana dhamma, in fourth jhana, in each mind moment, there are also 31 mental formations. There is no somanasa, sukha, or sukha, happiness feeling. However, there is upekkha, neutral feeling. So because of this reason, there are 31 mental formations. These 31 mental formationsAlso, he contemplate one by one, seeing, arising, standing, perishing of each mental factor. And he contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, alternately. In the same way, he continued, maybe four immaterial jhanas. If he want to go to four immaterial jhanas from anapana, it is impossible.He must practice one of kasina, such as white kasina or art kasina, etc. Up to five jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. After fourth jhana, he can continue number five, immaterial jhana. The base of boundless space jhana. In that base of boundless space jhana, there are also 31 mental formations. Same.Like fourth jhana. He contemplate these jhana dhammas also one by one, seeing they are rising, standing, and perishing of each mental factor, and contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta alternately in the same way. Then he continued number sixth jhana, the base of boundless consciousness jhana, vijnanicayana jhana.In that Vijnanicayana jhana, in each mind moment, they are also in the same way 31 mental formations. He contemplates these 31 mental formations, seeing, rising, standing, and perishing of each mental factor. And then contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta, one by one, alternately. Then he continued, number seventh jhana, the base of nothingness jhana, akinchanya yarna jhana. In that jhana also there are 31 mental formations in each jhana mind moment. You can see these 31 mental formations one by one, and see their arising, standing, and perishing of each mental fetter. He contemplates each mental fetter, anicca, dukkha, and anatta alternately, one by one. Altogether, seven jhanas finished. But he continued to practice number eighth jhana. The base of neither perception nor non-perception jhana, neva sinya na sinya yarna jhana. But the jhana dhammas in that neva sinya na sinya yarna jhana, the base of neither perception nor non-perception jhana stage, they are very, very subtle. Because of this reason, he cannot contemplate these 31 jhana dhammas one by one. This is the domain of Sammasambuddha, not the domain of disciples. Only Sammasambuddha can contemplate these jhana dhammas one by one. This is Anubuddha Dhamma Vipassana we call. But as a group, he contemplates these 31 jhana dhammas as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Contemplating as a group is called Kalapasammasana Vipassana. So he can practice these eight types of jhanas by way of Anubuddha Dhamma Vipassana one by one, as well as by way of Kalapasammasana as a group. Because of this reason, he practiced how long? 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Not 3 months. Oh. 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, maybe on the full Monday of February, Paguna, according to Bali, on the full Monday, the Buddha already knew that today Venerable Sariputta will become arhat. So after lunch, he called Venerable Sariputta away to the Gija Kuta hill. In that Gija Kuta hill, there is one cave called Sugra Kata. Sugra means Wild bow is called Sugra. Kata means gig. One day, one wild bow, he had a very big pregnant, ready to bath, to take bath. So she dig this cave. Then one day, one hunter saw this pig, as well as this cave. He removed all dirty soils, and then he prepared this cave to become a suitable cave. That cave is in Daino Gaspa Buddha, many bhikkhus use this cave. Then, after preparing this cave, this Handa offered this cave to our Buddha. Buddha on that full Monday visit to that cave together with Venerable Sariputta. After sitting in the cave on a bed, Venerable Sariputta is farming behind the Buddha. At that time, one paribhajaka called Diga Naka, the nephew of Venerable Sariputta, came into this cave. And then he asked one question to the Buddha. But he had one type of wrong view, annihilation view, Ucchitta Ditti. After that, there is nothing. This is his view. No new existence. But he asked about this annihilation view. And then Buddha explained in detail about this view to remove this wrong view. Then, after removing this wrong view, Buddha continued Dhamma talk. Buddha first teach four elements meditation and breath. Then Buddha teach Virana Nupasana. They already understand they must not contemplate only Virana feeling. They must contemplate emphasizing Virana feeling together with Virana all associated mental formations which arise according to cognitive process as well as process free. So all mental formations together with Virana, they can contemplate as Nicca, Dukkha, Anatta. Not only that, they can also contemplate dependent origination patterns as Nicca, Dukkha, Anatta. At that time, Binariva Sariputta already began Sotapanna. He had already penetrated four noble truths by his direct knowledge, Samadhi, right view. Because of this reason, he already understood by direct knowledge ultimate materiality as well as ultimate mentality. This is the noble truth of suffering. He had already understood dependent origination. This is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sicca. These two noble truths are the object of vipassana. They are called sankhara formations. These formations are the object of vipassana insight. He can contemplate these formations as Nicca, Dukkha, Anatta thoroughly within these 2 weeks. As well as 8 attainments by way of Anubhuta Dhamma vipassana, contemplating one by one. And then by way of Kalapa Samasana, contemplating as a group, as Nicca, Dukkha, and Anatta. Because of this reason, while Buddha expounding Dighanaka Sutta, emphasizing four elements as well as Virana, he already understood what is the meaning. He can contemplate all materiality as well as mentality emphasizing Virana as Nicca, Dukkha, and Anatta. Together with their causes, dependent origination factors. Because of this reason, at the end of this discourse, Dighanaka Sutta, his nephew, Dighanaka Paribhajaka, began Sotapanna, Binariva Sariputta, began Arahat. Good? Very, very good.
在初禅里面呢，在每一个心识刹那里面都有34种的名法，那就是初禅的禅那名法。舍利弗尊者能够很清楚地分辨这34种名法，而且他能够观照，他能够逐一地观照这34种的名法的生住灭。这一共呢有在初禅里面呢一共有34种名法。然后同样的他以同样的方式呢观照二禅啊，第二禅的禅那名法，在第二禅里面呢每个心识刹那都有32种的名法，因为没有寻和识，所以只有32种的名法。那么舍利弗尊者也逐一的观照这32种的名法啊，逐一每一个名法的生住灭，然后观照他们为啊，一时观照为无常，一时观照为苦，一时观照为无我，啊，然后他以同样的方式观照第三禅的名法，在第三禅里面没有喜，所以只有31种的名法。啊，舍利弗尊者就观照啊，逐一的观照这31种名法的生住灭。啊，一时观照它为无常，一时观照为苦，一时观照为无我，啊，轮流的观照。然后他也用同样的方法来观照第四禅的名法，在第四禅里面 每一个心是刹那也有三十一种的名法。在第十禅里面没有乐，但是有舍受，没有乐受，但是有舍受，所以同样有三十一种的名法。然后他也以同样的方式逐一的关照每一种名法的生住灭，然后关照他轮流关照他们为无常苦则无我。然后过后呢，他继续关照四种无色禅。从如果我们想要从安波念那边进入无色禅的话，那是不可能的。所以如果我们要修无色禅的话，我们必须修其中一种片禅，比如讲说我们可以修白片或者是地片然后我们修那个片禅呢，从初禅修到第四禅过后呢第四禅过后我们才修无色禅。所以同样的，他舍利弗尊者他就这样观照无色禅。在第一种的无色禅，就是空无边处里面也有三十一种名法。对，舍利弗尊者也逐一的观照空无边处里面的三十一种名法的生住灭，每一种名法的生住灭轮流观照他们为无常苦无我。过后呢，舍利弗尊者继续观照第一种无色禅，也就是四无边处的名法。在四无边处里面呢，每一个心是刹那也有三十一种名法，所以舍利弗尊者就逐一的观照每一种名法的生住灭，然后轮流观照他们为无常苦无我。然后接下来舍利弗尊者观照第七种禅那，也就是第三种无色禅无所有处。在无所有处里面呢，也有三十一种名法。然后舍利弗尊者也像同样的逐一的观照每一种名法的生住灭，然后轮流观照他们为无常苦无我。所以一共他这样以这样的方式一共观照了七种禅那。然后接下来他继续观照第八种禅那，也就是第四种无色禅非想非想处禅那。但是这种禅，这个非想非想处禅那法是非常的微细的，所以他不能够逐一的观照非想非想处禅那法。这是属于佛陀的范围，并不是属于弟子的范围所以只有佛陀才能够逐一的观照这个非想非想处明法。所以舍利弗尊者呢，之前呢，对之前的七种禅那法呢，他是以那个分别是为法，分别是为观法来观照，就是逐一的观照每一种明法。但是逐一的观照一种明法呢，就称为分别思维观法。但是另外一种观法，就是集体的把他们全部作为一组这样来观照，这种观法呢叫做集思维观法所以对于这个非想处禅那法呢舍利弗尊者呢就与这个居士为法来观照。然后他这么观照，到底他这样的修行了多久呢禅师问大家其实他只是修了两个星期，并不是修三个月。在这两个星期里面呢两个星期过后呢到了那个最后一天呢，就是到了一个月圆日禅师说那个应该是我们阳历的二月一个月圆日。那一天呢，佛陀知道就在那一天舍利弗尊者就会成为阿罗汉。所以在用完餐，也就是午餐过后呢，佛陀就带着舍利弗尊者来到灵鹫山。在灵鹫山那边有一个山洞那个山洞呢是叫做
猪蛙的洞，为什么叫做猪蛙的洞呢？因为那个是以前有一只母猪它怀孕了，它要生了孩子，所以它就来到那个地方，它就在那边挖了一个洞，然后把那些肮脏的东西都移开了，然后在那边他准备了一个好的那个山洞，一个洞里边能够在那边生产。在迦舍佛的时代呢，有很多弟子呢都用这个洞，然后那天有个人呢，他就准备了那个洞给，然后供养给佛陀，然后佛陀就在那边，就在那个洞里，山洞里面，猪窝的洞里面。然后那个时候舍利弗尊者就站在佛陀的背后啊，为佛陀闪，拿着闪帮佛陀闪凉。在那个时候有一个外道名叫长爪的外道来问一个问题。这个长爪外道呢他是有断见的，他认为呢在死亡过后呢就什么东西都没有了不会有新的投生，所以佛陀就向他解释这种见以便呢也能够帮到他断去除这种邪见。然后在佛陀开示帮他去除了这种邪见过后呢，佛陀继续他的开示，佛陀以简短的方式来讲世界分别观，然后教了世界分别观过后呢，佛陀就教这个受随念处，受随念，受随观法，受随观法。但是这个虽然讲说是受随观，虽然名字叫做受随观，但是并不是说只是关照受而已，而是要关照所有跟受一起相应而升起的明法无论是在这个心路过程里面升起的，或者是在离心路过程里面升起的那些明法。所以要观受跟其他跟它相应而升起的明法，所有的明法为无常苦无我，而且也要关照缘起法那个为无常苦无我。在那个时候呢舍利弗尊者已经是出果须陀洹圣者，他已经彻悟了，他已经能够通达四圣谛，已经具备了正见，所以他了知什么是究竟设法，什么是究竟明法，然后他知道，所以也就是说舍利弗尊者他已经了知什么是苦圣谛，而且他也了知缘起法，也就是说他了知什么是苦集圣谛。这两种谛就是苦谛跟集谛呢，是也称为行法这个Sankhara行法，这些行法呢是属于观禅的目标，所以他观照这一切的行法为无，很透彻的观照这一切行法为无常苦我他花了两个星期这么做而且他也以这个分别思维法来观照禅那法，也用即思维法来观照禅那法。所以当佛陀在向他开示当佛陀在这样开示受随观法的时候呢，受随观的时候呢，他能够观照所有的明法为无常苦我，但是他会着重，他的重点呢会在那个感受，所以他以感受为主，然后观照所有的明法为无常苦我。然后在这个开示结束的时候呢，那个长爪外道呢就证得了出陀丸出果须陀丸道果，然后舍利弗尊者呢则成为了阿罗汉。然后禅师问大家说，这样是不是很好？ 然后禅说这是很好的。
You made it very easy. Not easy. Parami is in this case very important. For example, Penarive Sariputta. Uncountable aeons called one asankhya. One aeon is very long. But many aeons, how many? Uncountable.Uncountable aeons are called asankhya. Asankhya aeons in 100,000 aeons ago. In this world, Anoma Dasi Buddha appeared at the day. In that Anoma Buddha Dasi's time,Penarive Sariputta to be begun in Isi, Paribhajaka, Isi, in Himalaya. He practiced Samatha and five mundane psych powers in Himalaya. One day, he knew that in this world, Anoma Dasi Buddha already appeared. Then he visited to the Anoma Dasi Buddha.He had no air ticket. By his psych power, he flying to the Anoma Dasi Buddha. And then he listened to Dhamma. Then he wished to become one chief disciple of a Buddha. This is beginning point. At that time,Occasionally, he visited to the Anoma Dasi Buddha and he listened the Dhamma talk from the Anoma Dasi Buddha and he practiced Samatha and Vipassana diligently. How long? How long? 100,000 years. Not 3 months. 100,000 years, he practiced Samatha and Vipassana diligently.This is beginning stage. After that, in the round of rebirth, whenever he had opportunity to see Buddhas, at that time usually he ordained as a bhikkhu and then he also practiced Samatha and Vipassana diligently for many, many thousand years. So this is very good parami. Because of this parami, when our Buddha's dying, his paramis began matured. Because of the matured parami, when listening to Dhamma from the Penarive Asachi, Yidama Hidu Babawa Desa Hidu Tathagato Aha Desin Chakyo Nirodo Eonwadi Mahasamano. Very short, but the meaningful. What is the meaning?There are noble truths of suffering, dukkha, sicca, dhammas. There are the noble truths of the origin of suffering, which produce sumuriya, sicca, dhammas, which produce dukkha, sicca, five aggregates. But there are also the complete cessation of this noble truth of suffering, nirodha, sicca. There is the practice or the path leading to the noble truth of the suffering.Leading to the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipatta. So, related to this four noble truth, he listened this Dhamma talk. Very, very quickly he began Sotapanna. Why? He had already practiced beginning from the Anoma Dasi Buddha's time. He had already understood the noble truth of suffering. This is five clinging aggregates orUltimate materiality and mentality. He had already understood the noble truth of the origin of suffering. This is the dependent origination. He had already understood because of the arising of causes, five aggregates rise. Because of the complete cessation of the causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder.This is Nirodha Sicca This Nirodha Sejja, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, is the object of Vipassana. But he had already understood this noble truth also. Then he had already brought this noble eightfold path. He had already understood this noble eightfold path, beginning from the Anomadasi Buddha's time. He had accumulated these paramis, one asankhya and 100,000 aeons, not only 3 months. So please try. If you had already accumulated these paramis like Venerable Sariputta, you can easily become Sotapanna by listening this Yerma Hedu Bhavava. Very good, very good. Please try.
禅师说大家可能会想这是非常容易的，但是其实这并不容易。为什么呢？因为很重要，有一个很重要的因素就是波罗蜜。我们比如讲说舍利弗尊者，他呢累积了多久的波罗蜜？他累积了用一个阿僧祇劫加10万个打劫累积了波罗蜜。其实一个劫，我们一个大劫已经是很长的了。那么许多个大劫，一个阿僧祇劫就是数不完。它这个阿僧祇呢，这个意思，它的意思就是不能算。在那么不能算的大劫，一个阿僧祇是一个很长、很大的数目。那么不能算的大劫，再加10万个大劫的时间。那么长久以前呢，在这么一个阿僧祇加10万个大劫以前呢，在这个世界上出现了一个尊佛，名叫阿耨摩那西佛。在阿耨摩那西佛的时代，后来成为后来的舍利弗尊者，在那个时代呢，是一个修行人，在喜马拉雅山修行的。他修行止禅，而且还具备了5种神通，这种修行人一般上我们把它翻译成仙人，就一系翻译成仙人，但是是人。然后有一天，这个修行人他知道阿耨摩那西佛出现在世间了，所以他就来拜见阿耨摩那西佛，但是那时候呢，并没有飞机票了，所以他是怎么样去见 佛陀的呢？他是透过神通，他飞过去见阿耨摩那西佛。然后在听了阿耨摩那西佛给的开示过后呢，他就发了一个愿，发愿在未来一尊佛的时代呢，他能够成为上首弟子，那是他累计成为上首弟子的波罗蜜的起点。然后过后他有时候呢还是会去拜见阿耨摩那西佛，然后听佛陀开示，然后很精进的修行止禅和观禅。他这样精进的修行止禅的观禅修了多久呢？他修了10万年，并不是3个月。所以他精进的很精进的修行止观禅法修了10万年，这是他后来成为上首弟子的起点。然后在过后呢，每当他有机会再见到佛的时候就是说有其他佛的时候呢，他呢都会去跟那个佛学习，然后静静的修行止观禅法都是算千年的这样修行止观禅法。所以他这样的累积了那个波罗蜜，是累积的很好的波罗蜜，很强的波罗蜜。所以在我们的佛陀时代，他的波罗蜜已经成熟了。所以在他听闻这个阿萨利尊者所讲的一个偈子，那个偈子，诸法因缘生，诸法因缘灭，我佛大沙门常作如是说。他这样听的时候呢，那个偈子还没有念完，他就证得了须陀洹道果。为什么呢？因为这个句子呢有讲到这个 苦地，有讲到那个苦地，然后也有讲到那个极地。那个极地呢，是产生苦地的，这个极地产生的苦地，也就是五取蕴。然后不单只是，有苦地跟极地而已，也有这个灭地，还有这个道地。所以这是这个偈子呢，是关系到四圣地的开这个偈子。所以当他这样听闻这个偈子的时候呢，很快的他就成为须陀洹圣者。为什么呢？因为自从在阿耨曼大悉佛那个时代开始，他就透过精进的修行了知什么是五取蕴，他也了知什么是名色法，他知道这个是苦地，而且他也知道产生这五取蕴这些名色法的因，也就是缘起法，就是极地。然后他也知道呢，因为这个因存在，因升起，所以五蕴呢也就升起。当这个因完全灭尽的时候呢，五蕴也就会完全灭尽。这种灭尽呢，是灭，属于灭地，这是呢观禅的目标，所以他也了知这一点。然后从阿耨曼达悉佛的时代呢，他也都已经了知什么是八圣道啊，八正道八圣道分。所以他已经累计波罗蜜，累积了一个阿僧祇加十万个大劫那么长久的时间，并不是三个月而已。所以如果我们想要像舍利弗尊者那么迅速的开悟的话，那么我们也必须要试着像舍利弗尊者那么样累积许多的波罗蜜。所以如果我们有像舍利弗尊者那么样的波罗蜜的话，在我们听闻这个耶达摩诃都巴巴哇那个偈子的时候呢，诸法因缘生，诸法因缘灭那个偈子的时候呢，我们也都能够成为须陀洹圣者。禅说这个是很好的，禅说大家应该试一试。
Your Buddha mind, your Buddha mind is similar to TV screen. If there is enough electric light power, you can see pictures in your TV screen. In the same way, your jhana concentration can produce such a powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom. This is like electric power. Because of the power of the light of wisdom,If any object appear in your Buddha TV screen, you can see everything. You can see every picture as well as every mental formation rising, standing, perishing. Don't have any doubt. Please practice practically. You can see easily.
我们的有分心就好像电视机的荧幕那样，电视机的荧幕，关于电视机的荧幕，如果我们有那个电的话，我们开那个电视机，我们就可以看到电视机荧幕那边出现那个画面，出现影像。同样的，我们禅那的定力能够产生很强很明亮的光，这种光呢叫做智慧之光。这种智慧之光呢，就好像电的力量这么样。那么因为有智慧之光的力量，当某个目标出现在有分心的时候呢，我们就能够看到在有分心我们看到在它出现在那个有分心然后我们也能够看到它的生诸灭。所以禅师说不需要去怀疑禅师建议大家在实修上来修行来证实 啊，他说如果我们去修行的话呢，我们能够很轻易的看到啊这些现象。
Today, let us talk to my dog. I want to my dog. If you have any question, please ask next time. Today, no enough time. Sharing merit, sharing merit. Idame bonya. Asawakya. Wahahodu. Idame bonya. Nibanasa.Pachyo Hodu Idame Bonya Sabasadana Pajema Desabe Mesama Bonya Baga Labandu Sadu Sadu Sadu